And welcome to Innovation on this Friday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we're in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And joining me now is Dr. Brian Leyland-Jones. He's Vice President of Molecular and Experimental Medicine at Avera McKennan, and he leads the genomics team that specializes in scientific and medical aspects of cancer. Welcome to Innovation.
Thank you, Kara. A pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. Well, let's start first and talk a little bit about cancer and how the treatment of it has changed over time.
So cancer treatment is literally transforming at this point. It's never been a more exciting time. We've just come back from the big ASCO meeting. There were 33,000 people there in Chicago, and there is this whole sense of complete transformation. And the reason is very straightforward. We've only really understood how cancer works in the last 5 years.
In the last five years.
Wow. So before 1950, there was only surgery and radiation therapy. Then the chemotherapy essentially started right at the time of my birth. So all chemotherapy has been given during my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So the first cancer genes were sequenced in the early 1980s. And then people started building targeted drugs against those specific genes. So instead of you coming in with breast cancer and being given some horrible chemotherapy mm-hmm. cocktail, you would have a gene identified and you would treat that gene with a targeted, selected drug that was not toxic.
So does that mean you don't get as sick?
You don't get as sick with these targeted treatments. Mm. Now, what the old chemotherapy drugs, as everyone knows, are horrible. You get terrible fatigue, mouth sores, infections. You're wiped out for 5-6 days. With these, you tend to get a bit more rash and diarrhea. But it is so much better than everything in the past. Mm. So what really transformed everything was the ability to sequence the genome, which happened in 2001. Now, this is incredibly important because the genome is the instruction manual of the cell. It tells every organ in your body how to operate. Now, this genome, it's like an instruction manual. It's a huge book of 6 billion letters in that book. And since the cells are replicating all the time, there are errors made constantly. But you have extensive DNA repair processes that repair these errors. Cancer is when the errors become so dominant that it can no longer be repaired and the tumors grow out of control.
So it's a new way to look at what cancer really is.
This is the first time we've ever understood what cancer is. So what this means is we can literally sequence the tumor, which is print out the instruction manual for that specific tumor, which is different in every individual. It's like a Toyota works different from a Honda, works different from a Ford, works different from a Dodge. We're able to just completely map out the individual engine of every single one of those cars and learn the specific brakes on those driving cancer genes for each individual patient. So this has only been going for the last 5 years. At the moment, we're doing it in metastatic patients. In 3-4 years' time, every patient that walks into a hospital will have their genome sequenced. They will walk in, they'll have their pathology, have their radiology, they'll have their lab tests, and they will have their gene sequenced. In fact, University of California, San Diego made an announcement 2 months ago with the man who originally sequenced his own genome that they were going to sequence every single patient that came into the hospital.
And it's less expensive, it's faster, it's easier to do now?
No, the diagnostic test itself is a little bit expensive. Mm-hmm. And we have what we call several platforms. It's like when you come in, you have your biochemistry done, your hematology done, different other tumor markers. What we have to do is look at DNA and RNA and protein. So the cheapest version of this comes out at about $5,500. The more expensive version comes out at $30,000. But when you think that the new cancer treatments being approved now cost $100,000 per year, this diagnostic testing, this sequencing, you have to admit, is incredibly cheap.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if you think that can the treatment for these individualized, now that we know, tumors, can it keep up?
Yes. I mean, So there are now something like 90 new drugs on the market. So basically, every time a gene is recognized, there are research teams aggressively all over the world and pharmaceutical companies aggressively all over the world who are building drugs for these specific alterations.
Okay. And so then, I mean, how do you then, as a doctor, then keep up with what's the right one to pick?
Well, we use some commercial sources for doing some of this sequencing. So one we use, for instance, is Foundation Medicine, which is the Harvard spinoff. They have 25 what they call collators. And these people just sit in front of computers all day searching all the new genomic discoveries and all the drugs that match those. And so every time we sequence with Foundation Medicine, one of those collators takes that individual's genomic structure, searches the literature, and matches every straightforward drug with that. Now, on top of that, I have a national team of 20 people. So we have four lab scientists who do nothing else but chase the literature all the time. They're often more up-to-date than Foundation Medicine. We've got another team down in California that does the sequencing, and that team in California works with the Craig Venter Institute, with Scripps, with Salk, UCSD. So we're in touch with cutting-edge scientists all around the world.
And the collaboration, everybody's willing to share.
Everyone, well, there's still a little bit of holding back. Academics are very, very, very aggressive, and you know, they compete against each other. There's a little bit, but generally there is an overall spirit of sharing. And in fact, the U.S. government has just given $10 million to University Santa Cruz to build an open data source where everyone puts in their data and everyone can share. The one message from the ASCO president, who is the president of our cancer society this year, is transparency and complete sharing of all data so that every patient can benefit from every drug match that's ever been made.
So now, as a patient, I come to you with cancer. I mean, I hear a lot of cancer patients who want to shop around, who want to find the best facility, the best. So if there is that level of collaboration and everyone's kind of working the same way, you don't need to travel, you don't need to shop around anymore?
Well, our team is very special because we do nothing else but this. Mm-hmm. So we've got, as I said, 20 people, and we've built up this national team, and that's taken us 5 years to do. And when somebody comes into us, we have one of our nurse practitioners who does a complete summation of everything that's happened to that patient with all the radiology, everything that's come in. And then I have a pharmacist and another team member that sit down with a patient and explain the exact process. I examine the patient, go through a full set of slides with each and every patient, and then we send out their specimen to an international team of collaborators. So with what makes us different is we look at the DNA in both Northern and Southern California. We look at the RNA in Southern California. We look at the proteins in Virginia. We work with some other teams in Texas and Arizona. So what we do is we look at six different approaches looking at the genome. And then we assemble that all into one package of information. And then we share that with the treating oncologist. There's hardly anybody else in the world that does this. There are some teams in, believe it or not, Detroit and Arizona that do a similar process for melanoma. But our process is almost certainly the most advanced for breast cancer. And now we're applying that across all tumor types.
Okay, so it's starting with breast cancer, but it's expanding.
Well, right? We do everything now. We've built this largely around breast because my expertise is particularly in breast. But we can now apply this to every single tumor type. So our team at Avera McKennan is extremely special because we do nothing else other than this.
How long does it take? I mean, when you have a tumor, you need to move rather quickly to come up with a treatment plan. And how long then does this take?
So the entire sequencing process takes at most 3 weeks. We can usually produce the results and make the treatment recommendation in 2 weeks. The biggest problem by far, Cara, is we're seeing the patients too late in their disease stage. We need to see them much earlier. We need to get to them earlier. As cancers mature, they lose their stability genes in there. and the chromosomes all become horribly disorganized, and it's much harder to treat. If we could only get the treatment, the patients much earlier on, profile them, sequence them early, and treat them early, it would be a huge difference.
So early that way detection.
It is early detection. But cancer has moved a lot in the last 20 years in terms of early detection. What we're saying is as soon as you know you have the cancer, come to us and have it sequenced. It's best us know everything about your tumor right at the beginning. Don't leave it until it's spread to the liver or the lungs or other vital organs.
Take me to early in your career. Did you ever think that this day, this technology would be possible?
So I originally started as a cardiothoracic surgeon, and everyone knows this. I had a particular lady friend in the UK who said this was going to be the time when cancer transformed. So I say this very openly. I was born in 1949, which is the year the first acute leukemia task force for children was set up. So all chemotherapy has been given during my lifetime. So my ambition from an early age is at the time when I departed this planet, chemotherapy would no longer be given to patients, only targeted treatments. So we have expected this, frankly, we expected the transformation earlier, but the genome, as I said, is incredibly complex. It's an instruction manual of 6 billion letters split across all the chromosomes. You can get multiple changes in this. You can get letters going wrong, chapters duplicated, chapters altered, chapters switched around. The changes in the genome are very complex. But we're getting there now, and you can just feel a sense of excitement. Every patient that walks into any hospital in the next 4 or 5 years will have their genome sequenced utterly routinely and drugs matched to it. Cancer will be transformed in the next 5 to 10 years.
And so can you do this for other diseases? Is
oh,
that
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes, yeah. Yes. The whole of medicine will transform. But cancer is at the cutting edge because cancer is a disease of genetic changes. Mutations, translocations, amplifications. So cancer is at the cutting edge. But cardiac disease will change. You'll match specific cardiac genes with specific drugs. Gastrointestinal disease will change. Everything will change this way. The biggest transformation will be cancer first. That we will see, in particular, my own field of breast cancer will transform in the next 5 years.
And does that then translate into a better survival rate?
Well, let me just give you one specific example.
Okay.
I've spent much of my time around HER2 disease. So this is a particular gene that causes breast cancer. In the early 1980s, there was only 30% survival at the 8-year time point. At this moment, when you get the treatment right up front, 80% of women have complete disappearance of all disease on initial therapy. That's the way this disease has transformed. So the two I'm working on particularly now are hormonally driven breast cancer and triple negative breast cancer. And breast cancer will transform in the next 5 years.
And do we need to move this quicker? Do we need more funding, more research, or more people to set up systems like yours?
You brought up a very sensitive subject. Okay. The ASCO president this year pointed at the fact that 0.01% of our money goes into cancer research. 0.01% and how desperate it is. The reason why I am here in South Dakota is because the institutions here have committed to this approach in medicine, and especially my own institution here. We do the full sequencing on the patients. It costs $30,000. The patient doesn't pay for this. We pay for all of it. We cover it. And without Avera making the commitment to spend this money to sequence the patients, we would not be here. We would not be able to do this work. So the institutions that are committed to this at the moment, this is all being done off private donations, off grants, off everything else. We desperately need the money to support this. The one thing that has to be extremely clear to anyone listening is that they do not pay for any of this sequencing. It does not cost them anything except perhaps a copay the rest of the services is all provided free. But Avera has been magnificent in supporting this sequencing so that we can bring cutting-edge genomic medicine to the patients all around us.
And do they come and see you directly, or do they go to their regular doctor and it ends up with you? How does that work?
So we've built what is called the North Plains Great Network. So we cover about 7 states, and we can do this process in a couple of centers, including Nebraska as well as ourselves, but the dominant center is here. And we will have patients referred to us. They will drive 200, 300 miles to come and see us. We see them once. We do the biopsy. And then we send all that information back with a treatment recommendation package to the treating oncologist. So everyone stays where their original treating oncologist, but they come to see us, usually for the biopsy, and we put the complete package together. And I think that is the way it's going to be, Cara. I think we'll end up probably with like 15 of these hubs around the country, specialist hubs, and then people will come into the hubs for the biopsy and the sequencing, and then they'll go back to their regular treating oncologists.
Okay. Well, we are out of time. It went very quickly, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day and coming in and talking about this.
It's a great pleasure. This is a transformative moment in cancer. People should celebrate this.
Thank you so much.
Cara, thank you.